Look, I practically forced him to come back. If you go, he'll get upset and he's gonna leave as well.
God, let him leave.
Perry, Eliost is our guest. Control yourself a little bit, please.
I can't anymore, Dad. I can't be with him anymore.
Tell me, why are you so angry? Why have you changed so much?
Excuse me, I've changed, or have you, Father? How can you let me be in the same house as a person who claims he's in love with me, huh?
Shh! Perry! I trust Elias completely.
Well, I don't trust him anymore. Right now I was in my room, he leered at me, the dirty jerk.
Be quiet now, Perry. Hey! Listen. If you think you can make Elias look bad and change the way that I think about him with your nonsense and get what you want, then you're wrong.
Dad, I want to go home.
The hell with you, then. I'm gonna go inside and call you a cab.
I'll stay right here.
The hell with that, too. Do whatever you want. Hello.
Hello.
Is your friend home?
He's at work. Any of your business?
Please let me come in.
Did you go see Manuchehr?
Yeah.
Well? Did you convince him not to let your checks bounce?
No, I couldn't.
You can't do one thing right, you idiot. What the hell are you gonna do now? You'd better go find yourself a nice place to hide as fast as you can, or else you'll have to go to prison for the rest of your life.
I swear, Shahram, I need your help. Listen to me for a second. I'm in a bad place.
What's wrong?
I can't tell you about it right here. It's dangerous.
Come inside.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Watch it. You idiot.
Why did you do that?
You jerk, I told you to go and kiss his hand and beg him to say you made a big mistake and that you were wrong. To ask him to give you some time and you went and killed him.
I didn't kill him, he just fell and died.
Will you lower your voice and shut your damn trap? What do you want, the whole neighborhood to find out that I am hiding a guy who just murdered somebody?
Hey, you're the one who's shouting.
That's none of your business. It's none of your business what I do. Well, then I'll tell you what. I've made a mistake. Now get out of my house. I don't want any stinking trouble here.
Please, Shahram. I don't have any place else to go. The cops came to the house in the morning. I swear to God, I got away by jumping from rooftop to rooftop.
God damn your soul. God damn your soul. They found out so soon? Well, what if Manuchehr is still alive?
No, he died. But just as I was escaping his house, because I'm the luckiest man alive, one of the neighbors saw me there. And I think she's the one who called the police. I swear to God, I'm really, really unlucky. Do you remember? I kept telling you I don't need money from a loan shark. You kept saying take it. You said it was the only way I could make it in this market. So I took it, and this is what happened. I turned out to be what you said, a stupid, no-good idiot, stinking murderer.
What's that got to do with me, you sissy? It's not my fault you can't do business.
I just can't. What was I supposed to do that I didn't do? You told me to take the money, and I did. You told me to bring in smuggled alcohol from the port, and I did. The cops found out about it, and I lost all my investment. Is that cause of me not having the guts to make it, or my bad luck? I swear to God, Shahram, I have bad luck, man. Bad luck.
I said lower your voice, didn't I? If the neighbors find out, then both of us will have to jump rooftop to rooftop. Let's go inside and hear the rest.
I don't know why. He just died.
He deserved it. Somebody had to come around and teach him a lesson. And stop being so upset about it. As long as I am around, I'm not gonna let you get caught for this. Let's go.
Thanks a lot, man. You go in first.
This morning, it's going to be beautiful and sunny, but later in the day, it'll get cloudy. During the week, there'll be a few rainy days. But mostly it'll be sunny. Today on our show, we have a special guest that has a unique story about how she dealt with her illness and healed herself by prayer alone.
Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Elias, why didn't you wake me up for Sahar?
The truth is, I also overslept. I woke up long after dawn.
Prayers? Then why didn't you wake me up for the prayers?
I wanted to, but I didn't have the heart. I think you were really tired because of last night's argument.
But that wasn't the right thing to do.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. Please don't take it too hard, Doctor. You can say it later. Do you want some breakfast?
What are you talking about, Elias? It's Ramadan.
Yes, I know it is. But I don't think that God would want you to fast under these circumstances.
What circumstances?
Take a look at yourself, Doctor. Last night you didn't have iftar. Today you didn't have sahari. I don't think God would want us to harm our bodies, hmm?
Still, that's not a good excuse not to fast right now. Not based on any of the teachings.
No, it's not. If they were, then no one would ever fast ever again.
I don't understand, Elias. Rituals, prayers, and fasting the same for everyone. Not just for one group of people.
It is, Doctor. You see, the writings weren't written for people like you and me. There's no need for us to imitate anymore. Do not forget that we are different from other people. We are both complete enough to be able to tell what is good from what is bad. Hmm?
Yes. I'm gonna go get dressed.
You want me to make you some eggs?
No, my friend. Because I'm still not sure I can tell good from bad. So in the meantime, I'm going to continue fasting. That is, if it's okay with you, of course.
Doctor! I wanted to ask you a favor. It's about my marriage to your daughter, Perry. Please don't insist anymore. I don't know. Just tell her I've changed my mind.
If you think marrying Perry is the right thing to do, then you shouldn't change your mind because of the nonsense she said. And besides, weren't you the one who said that this Mesavi guy marries Perry, he'll ruin her life? And didn't you also say that in less than 6 months, she's going to completely regret it? Didn't you?
That's right. That's all true. What I really meant was that I haven't changed my mind about marrying her. But Doctor, as long as Perry is thinking about Mousavi, she can't be thinking about anyone else. She has every right to. I'm afraid if you insist too much, then all that will happen is that she will really hate me, and that would be terrible.
Very well. By the way, you didn't tell me what the patient's name was.
Parvizi. Manucher Parvizi.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Excuse me, Doctor. I've heard so many good things about you, but I've never had the pleasure of meeting you in person before. You'll have to excuse me.
It's all right, ma'am.
Well, it's about Mr. Parvizi. Tell me, how can I help you, Doctor?
Well, the thing is, I wanted to examine him and most probably take him to my hospital.
Is it someone you know, Doctor?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Pajuan, but his doctor is actually Dr. Riazi. Didn't you know?
Can you dial his number so I can talk to him?
Yes, of course. Hello, Doctor? Thank you. Dr. Pajuan is here with me right now, and he actually wanted to talk to you. Yeah, hold on a second.
Thank you very much. Hello there.
Dr. Zaffirmandi, report to the surgery room, please.
Right here, Doctor. Here you are. This is Mr. Parvizi.
Thank you. When did they bring him in?
Yesterday evening, around 6, I think.
Is anyone with him?
Of course. His wife was. She went home early this morning to rest.
Very good. Please call her and tell her to come here.
Yes, Doctor, of course.
Thank you.
Do you need me to stay here, Doctor?
No, thanks. Thank you very much.
Dr. Pajuhan?
Yes?
I'm Manucher's wife.
Manucher?
That lady said you wanted to talk to me.
Oh, Manucher. Manucher Parvizi. I'm sorry. How are you? I'm really, really sorry for what has happened to your husband.
Thank you.
I don't know whether the nurse told you who I am, but anyways, I am Dr. Taha Pajuan, and, I am a senior brain surgeon.
Yes, she said that you're one of the best brain surgeons around.
When I heard what had happened to your husband, I was extremely upset, and I got here as fast as I could.
Did you know Manucher before?
Yes, well, we used to be really good friends back in the day. Well, the truth is, Manucher used to be one of my best friends back in high school. And the thing is, I owe Manucher a lot, really. And this is the best opportunity to make it up for him.
Really? You owe something to my husband, Manucher?
Well, yes. And if you allow me, I want to transfer him to my hospital. Because I think we are better equipped than this place. And God willing, I intend to operate on him myself. What do you think about that? Look, there's really no problem. I talked to Dr. Riazi and he didn't object. Of course, if you have any objections.
Your hospital costs too much. I don't have that kind of money.
No. Manucher is more valuable than that. I won't be charging you for the operation. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go take care of his transfer. You have to sign a consent form about your husband's transfer. I'm gonna get right on that. Mr. Sehat, in an hour, a patient named Manucher Parvizi we'll come to the hospital. Admit him, and I'll take care of all the expenses.
Are you sure, Doctor?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I mean, I don't want what happened to Mrs. Alipur's daughter to happen again.
I'll overlook that just once. But be very careful what you say from now on.
Yes, sir.
Who was that?
Who was who, Doctor?
The one that went in the ICU with Dr. Pajwan?
Oh, his name is... Allow me... Manochar Parvizi. He's been transferred here from Torfei Hospital. It was Dr. Pajwan who requested to have him transferred here.
Unfortunately, all the surgery rooms are full until Wednesday. Can't you operate on Thursday?
No, Thursday's too late. It's dangerous for the patient now. How many operations do we have for Wednesday?
Just one moment. There are two.
And who's doing them?
They are Dr. Naini's patients.
Very well then. I want you to do something for me. Tell Dr. Naini to put off one of his operations until Thursday, whichever one he sees fit. Tell him Mr. Parvizi's case is an emergency.
I'll definitely inform him, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
You have to understand, I can't switch any of those operations to Thursday, because I won't be in Iran on Thursday.
Well, we have to do something.
You mean to tell me that you don't know? All the operating rooms are booked full on Tuesday.
I think you're gonna have to cancel your trip, Doctor. Anyway, I need the surgery room on Wednesday.
I looked at your patient's case, this Mr. Parvizi. His surgery isn't so urgent, really it isn't.
Your diagnosis was wrong, Doctor.
Pajwan, I'll be leaving on Thursday, and I will be returning on Monday. So have all my money ready for this Tuesday, because you'll have to buy all my shares.
It won't be easy, but I'll come up with the money. It's a lot of money, you know. And you made the absolutely right decision. Congratulations. The entire neighborhood can smell the food that you're making.
I'm making some food for iftar. We don't have anything in the house.
Are you going to be here for iftar?
Well, yeah.
There's no need. It's not right for you to stay here alone.
I'm not coming to the country house.
Don't. I'll take you to your Aunt Nayara's house. You can stay there as long as you want.
I'm not comfortable there. I want to stay in my own house. Is there something wrong with that?
Yeah. The problem is that I can't leave you all alone.
But why?
Because I regret trusting you all this time. I went to the address you gave me to investigate. I was just there now. Nothing's happened. When you befriend someone, without your parents knowing about it, you have to expect days like these.
I didn't befriend anyone, Daddy. What did you find out about them?
What I expected to find out about him. The same things you could have found out, but you didn't find out. Because you let your feelings take over.
Who did you talk to?
A couple of their neighbors, the business in the neighborhood. At first, they were scared to talk. I think this Mr. Musavi and his father have everyone scared in the neighborhood. They're all scared of them for some reason.
What did they tell you?
They said that they're a traditional, overly religious family. He said this man believes that a woman must not leave the house. No one should hear her voice except for her husband. He said it was because of these same attitudes that he didn't want to be friends with them anymore.
I don't believe it at all. If that's the way he is, then why did he propose to me? He knows me. He knows I won't agree to that kind of lifestyle.
He knows you? But I thought you said that you weren't friends. How's he supposed to know how you think? Huh?
Daddy, me attending university shows what kind of person I am. It shows how I think. He could have understood he can't lock me up in the house. And anyway, we're not supposed to get married before getting to know each other. I'm sure you agree on that. When we talk together for the first session, it'll all be clear.
How are we supposed to know? Maybe he's gonna be playing the part before he marries you. Just like he is right now.
But what for?
Maybe he's doing it to fool you. Maybe he thinks he can change you to the woman that he wants after you get married. Anyways, if you marry him, you won't be able to get a divorce very easily. Perry, I'm afraid you might be forced to stay locked up in this man's house for the rest of your life. Just like Mr. Musavi's mother. The neighbors say that she's not allowed to leave the house at all. No one's seen her in a while. Trust me, Perry, please. Just tell him no.
Mr. Musavi's mother died giving birth to him. So you didn't even go and ask around. You made all that up, didn't you?
No. I only lied about that part, only that part. And it wasn't a lie. It was how I felt. Because I'm sure when... His mother was alive. She wasn't,
I want you to swear on Mother's soul that you went and asked.
Tell me, Perry, you really think I'm lying, right? I'm coming from Tehran Pars right now, and whatever I said was the whole truth.
then do what I ask, Dad.
Why? Why should I? I have to swear on your mother's soul because of that worthless guy? Why?
Not because of him. Because of me, so that I can believe the things you say. And I'll tell him no tomorrow.
All right. All right. I swear on Malud's soul.
Lying so much because of Elias? Lying so blatantly and easily? You're just like a professional liar. You mean Elias is that important to you, Daddy?
Not Elias. Not Elias. You're important to me. I lied because I'm sure you'll ruin your life if you marry Musavi. Just as I'm sure you'll be happy if you end up marrying Elias. But I don't have any way to prove the things that I'm telling you, Barry. You have to trust me. If you believe that I love you, if you believe that all I have in this life is you, Perry, then please, you have to trust me. You have to trust me.
Daddy, you didn't even make the effort to take a step for my future and go and ask around about Musavi. And then you say I'm all I have in your life? It's really silly, Dad.
Yeah. I really didn't go because there was no need to. I lied to you because I know my stupid daughter can't make the right decision. Perry, there are things that I know that you don't know. I know some things that nobody knows. Try to understand that. Please try!
So I finally get it. That's why you thought I'd believe your lies, right? Because I'm naive and stupid?
You have to. You have to stop this relationship with Musavi
or
else...
Not a relationship with anyone, Dad. I don't get it. I don't understand what's happened to you. You weren't a liar. You trusted me. Daddy, I'm not that stupid and naive not to know what all these games are for. And don't go through the trouble of breaking your fast by lying. And I want you to know, Dad, that even if in the end I don't marry Musavi as I'd want to, I'll never marry Elias. Even if I stay single for the rest of my life,
oh, God.
Hi, Nassim. How are you? Are you good? I'm all right, thanks. Well? Nah. I'm not in the mood for parties right now, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm busy next week. I can't come over. Look, Nassim, I don't want to come to those parties anymore. I don't like them anyway. You tell her I was busy. I'll call her if I can. Of course I will. Yeah, okay. Thanks. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, 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 my lovely, lovely daughter. Just make sure not to stay in the house too much. You'll get bored. You have to keep yourself busy. Go to art classes, the pool, language classes, whatever you want. I'll take care of everything.
No. I want to study. Only study. I want to get good grades in school, that's what. I want to be a top student. But you have to promise me to send me abroad to study for my university, otherwise it's not worth it. You promise me, Dad? You don't trust me anymore, huh?
Please don't say that, my darling. It's really not true at all.
Dad thinks if I go abroad, I'll become a bad girl again. He's got every right. But in these 2 years, I'll prove to you that you can trust me, really. I won't become that person again. The rose that hurt you died. I'm so sorry for the pain I caused you, Mother dear.
My darling. Did you sacrifice the lamb we'd promised to?
No, not yet.
Why do you keep delaying it?
All right, I'll tell the guys to take care of it. Atefe, Is she really telling the truth?
Darling, it's not your fault. In business, you're so careful not to be played that it's become a habit of yours to doubt everything. This is your daughter we're talking about, not a business deal.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Let's go.
Let's go. Are you ready?
Let's go. Dad, this doctor is so cool. I was wrong not to listen to you from the very beginning.
Mom, my sweet child.
You two go and wait in the car for me. I'll be right there.
Okay, all right. Then hurry up. Let's go.
Excuse me.
It's okay. Go on in, please.
I can't make a judgment right now. Quitting totally depends on a patient's mentality and her willpower, you see?
Yes, I'm aware of that, Doctor. All I want to know is, did you really see this willpower that you're talking about in Rose?
We think that honesty is the base of the treatment. Now, if you want me to guarantee that your daughter is going to kick the habit or not, then I'm not going to sit here and...
No, Doctor. Look, I can't be entirely sure of it right now, and I don't want any guarantees from you, but all I really want to know is, do you see this honesty that you're talking about in Rose?
Well, with the way she was feeling and the things she was saying, yes. I think she seriously wants to quit. Do you have a different opinion?
No. Well, I don't know. The truth is, I'm a bit suspicious. What if all this is just a show to fool us, to make us think that she wants to start over fresh?
I really doubt that, Mr. Gagnani. I think only the devil can play this part that well.
I don't know, but... Anyways, thank you very much, Doctor.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I never thought I'd be able to love this house so much. I want to fast tomorrow. Wake me up for sour, don't forget.
No, dear, it's not good for you. You'll do it next year.
You see, Father? I want to change, but Mother won't let me.
Rose.
Yes?
You're a good girl, my love. I'm very proud of having a daughter like you.
Please, it might go to my head.
hello.
بر بی همه پیداست.